This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's Democratic Party has endorsed Kamala Harris for president, and CPR's Benta Berkland reports that holds added significance for leaders in the South Asian and Black community.
Democratic state lawmaker Nikita Ricks says she was in Joe Biden's camp, given that there's only a few months left until the general election. But she says she's glad the party is now uniting around Harris.
If it was an open convention, it would look like we were still undecided, which doesn't bode very well for Democrats.
Ricks is originally from Liberia and is the state's first African immigrant lawmaker. Ricks plans to attend the Democratic National Convention in Chicago this August. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There is still some uncertainty over Colorado's presidential ballot and who will represent the Libertarian Party, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Back in May, the National Libertarian Party nominated Chase Oliver as their candidate for president. Normally, that would mean he would appear on ballots across the nation, but Colorado Libertarians had other ideas. They decided to select Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the Libertarian candidate here instead. The ensuing standoff may be settled by the rule of first dibs. State officials confirmed yesterday that Oliver got his paperwork completed first, and so he is set to appear as Colorado's Libertarian candidate after all. RFK may still appear on Colorado ballots as an independent candidate instead. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
State lawmakers and advocates say they want RTD to provide more frequent and reliable bus and train service. State Representative Meg Froelich says she wants a bill in the next session to help make that happen.
The main bill, in my opinion, will focus on transparency, accountability, and on how to solve the big problem of increasing ridership.
An RTD reform bill failed in the last session, but unreliable light rail service this summer has revived calls for the legislature to step in. RTD says it looks forward to working with lawmakers. This is CPR News.